G9's Happiness Podcast celebrates a year because of you. It has been a year where we have had our emotional discussion containing political bigwig. Remember when we had Lisa and Eunice talking about the BBI and we reflected matters that affect the society when we had Gloria and I on the show. But G9's Happiness Podcast has become better, stronger, louder and clearer by bringing discussions that will cut across the edge, that will meet the market demands and that will influence you to be of impact. And that's why we celebrate a year of celebration as Influence Podcast. And I'll be your host, Dennis Njoroge. But before that, let us do the way we always do.
Welcome to our school's podcast. Here we're going to show you how teachers, parents, and pupils can share advice, tips, and know-how to bring the best out of all of us. Learning is a joint experience, and through our series of interviews, we can all learn more and achieve even greater things. Here is this week's host.
This is a quite interesting way because officially the president has handed over the name of Martha Koome to succeed David Maraga, the former CJ, to the parliament building, and we are hopefully waiting if it shall go through or the process shall start again, because recently we have seen that there are a lot of arguments. People were expecting that Fred Ngatia, or so-called state CJ, to be the next nominated, but now things are changing out, and something which is changing because when you listen to the BBI report has the gender equality. Not that I'm supporting it, but I want to include something from there. It's something which you, as women, are celebrating because it's an achievement, especially that we are living in a world or in a country of men prejudice against women. And as we reflect also on the BBI, I will have to share some sentiments which were actually shared some few minutes ago on Thursday 29th by Kipchumba Murkomen. Sorry about that, Kipchumba Murkomen, the senator. And he says, I want to go on record as one of the citizens of this province that these amendments in the BBI report are cloning back the gains we achieved in the government of Kenya 2010 and the constitution of Kenya 2010 in terms of independence of the judiciary, in terms of principles of separation of powers. And as you've seen, the BBI report seeks to bring the dynamic changes into the power structure, into the matters pertaining gender equality and job opportunities. But is it something which is really, really going to support it, especially right now that we have a woman, especially right now that we have a CJ who is a woman who will now be able to work within the confinement of executive powers, whereby you'll have the president, the deputy president will have the prime minister and the deputy prime minister, actually two deputy prime ministers, and now the opposition leader in this kind of structure. And it reflects the dynamics whereby the president had a, let's say, a personal beef with the former CJ David Maraga. This seems to be something that we're going to look forward into it, but hopefully everything shall go all right. And because you're reflecting the things which are happening this week and what has been trending for a while, you remember when Kenyans were complaining about the IMF amount, whereby people were discussing about issues about the debt increase from 7.2 to roughly like 8, but these are things which Kenyans are asking questions. Do we need to go to that extreme length, especially right now that even we are going for that kind of money and yet our hospitals are not fully stocked? You've seen recently whereby a video which was circulating online of a hospital, an ICU hospital by the way, of a patient sleeping next and it was raining heavily, something which is so devastating to a country that we are developing. Remember that we are low middle income country, but we can be able to achieve, but every development needs an infrastructure gain input from the loans which you are being given. So it might be something good and something not. And Maraga is being grilled concerning KEMSA. This is quite something interesting. I don't know what's going to turn out, especially you remember the sentiments. He used to point fingers to the current deputy president, saying you cannot handle the government to so-called thieves. That was his statement, you know. But his name, when it popped, brings a lot of uncertainty. And the way he's answering, especially being grilled by saying that, you know, there are MPs who have supported personally in the campaigns, and it leaves a lot of the MPs shying off from the question and grilling. But let's see how it turns out. But what I do want to wish you guys, thank you guys for tuning into Influence Podcast, where we have our discussions more and more reflective issues, and going to bring about society issues, and while as we talk about factors influencing you in making decisions. Thank you so much, be blessed, and appreciate tuning into more of this. I'm your host, Dennis Njoroge. Come on, or call me DK.